Fearless.
Founding 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 Fearless.
Welcome to the Founding Fearless podcast. We are your hosts, Sydney Key
and Priscilla Olivares,
and we're here to support you through your journey in becoming a fearless leader and discovering your inner confidence.
We are talking about all things entrepreneurial through a college woman's lens. We hope to leave you feeling empowered after each episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Founding Fearless podcast, season 2.
Today we have Gabriella Busio here with us, a serial business owner who is not only a co-founder and co-owner of all her own concepts, but also a creative director and lead designer.
Gabriella is co-owner of one of the city's most popular and fast-growing restaurant management groups, Gabriella's Group, while overseeing local culinary destinations like Tecaramucho and music venues like Malavita, which are responsible for bringing the first major regional Mexican music acts to Austin. After moving to Austin more than 20 years ago from Mexico, Gabriella initially worked behind the scenes at several popular restaurants. Over time, Gabriella learned the business inside and out and eventually decided to break off to create her own culinary empire alongside her brother. Shortly thereafter, the brother and sister duo began launching new concepts across downtown Austin, like Gabriella's Downtown in 2018, and eventually expanding across Texas, including Malavita Paradise in 2023. Gabriella can also be found DJing in major locations under the alias DJ Gabby Got It. From major festivals to private parties, she's well known for curating her own unique party playlist filled with iconic Latin music.
Welcome to the Founding Fearless podcast, Gabby. We're super excited to have you. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Awesome. Yay. Well, first, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school? And like, how have you gotten to where you are now?
I was born in Michoacán. I moved to Texas when I was about 5 years old. I grew up in the Valley, McAllen, Texas. And middle school, I moved here to Austin. So I've been here in Austin for over 30 years now. Wow. I went to some middle school, some high school here. You know, got my first job here in Austin. And yeah, that's my early life. Mm-hmm.
Did you, where did you work at? Where's your first job?
My first job was at Sonic when I was 16.
Sonic.
Yes.
Were you one of the people on the skates?
Yes, but you don't get paid more, and it's hard to be on roller skates.
Did it take you a while to learn, like, skating?
No.
No?
No, I learned in
school. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're a true Austinite.
Mm-hmm. I'd tip more if they are rollerblading.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that takes guts.
And so can you talk a little bit about how you started your first business and kind of created it?
I used to work as a paralegal, legal assistant, 9 to 5, you know, regular boring job. And then I would bartend at night to make extra money for concerts, shows, you name it. And I developed a passion for creating drinks and the restaurant industry. And my brother was also managing a couple of restaurants. So we always wanted to do something ourselves. And in 2018, we opened up our first restaurant, Gabriella's Downtown, here in the East Downtown area.
And so did you always think that you wanted to go into the restaurant business? Because you said that you were working as a paralegal. And so, like, going from education to paralegal and then doing restaurant business, like, did you always think that?
I didn't, but I saw that me and my brother were really good at running a restaurant. Even though it wasn't our restaurant, we would be left alone to run it ourselves. I would, you know, you name it, bartend, wait tables, manage, close a restaurant. I was trusted with everything.
Yeah.
And so was he, from the hiring to training, managing.
So you got the full outlook on what it takes to run and manage a restaurant from early on.
Creating dishes, creating drinks, like, we were both doing everything. So it just made sense to do it for ourselves.
I love that.
And so were you scared of the risk when opening up your first restaurant, or how did you kind of navigate that scene?
I wasn't scared because I knew that we both could do it. So, no, I believed in him. He believed in me. That never crossed our mind to be scared. Mm-hmm. And we would rather be working for ourselves than working for someone else.
Yeah.
So even if we weren't going to be super successful, as long as we could both live off of it, we would be happy.
Yeah. And so after, because Gabriella's Downtown was the first ever that you created, correct? And so what was the time span between that one and then the next business that you created?
The next business we created was Mala Vida. So that was about a year later.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
We noticed that people were partying too much at Gabriella's. So we thought, why don't we just open up a bar around here? And I told my landlord at that time, my landlord from Gabriella's.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I happen to have a business that's ready. You can open it next month.
Mm.
And, you know, I got Mala Vida, which is a music venue on 6th Street. Mm. It was a lot more than I originally wanted. So, you know, I just wanted to get my feet wet in the bar industry.
Yeah.
And so with Gabriella's, was it kind of just a big success as soon as you started, where then a year later you were able to open up your second one, or did it take a bit and then you took on that risk of the second one?
Me and my brother, or my family, we have a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning, we would just have our friends come over.
Okay.
And that kind of spread the word.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, getting Mala Vida, because we were lucky that our landlord offered it to us.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't such a high risk.
Yeah.
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 So that community aspect is so huge to the growth and the scale of Gabriella's group.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, obviously you've created so many different restaurants and bars and just venues for people to come to, and even coffee shops too. And you created Gabriella's group from that. So what was the process of thinking about creating that full empire under one kind of umbrella?
Well, we started opening up different concepts after Mala Vida. We opened up Taquero Mucho, and then we opened up Taquero Mucho, and then the pandemic happened. So my favorite coffee shop on the east side went out of business due to the pandemic. So I decided to take over, bought the business, and revamped it. So then we started having more concepts than we thought we were going to have. So that's how we created Gabriella's group.
Okay.
And we've opened more concepts after that, but
yeah,
that's what got us to open up the umbrella company.
Yeah. And so all the businesses kind of have the same vibe, a little bit of the same aesthetic. And so can you share more about the inspiration behind this and the impact that you hope to create with this certain aesthetic that you wanted to make?
Well, it's not done on purpose. It's just what I create, because a lot of the times I create or design the restaurants myself. So we just, you know, tweak different things, but it's still me designing all of them. So when people are at a different restaurant, they kind of can get the vibe that it still belongs to us.
And what is the dynamic between you and your brother in working together?
It's good.
Yeah.
I know that in business they say you shouldn't work with your family. But I rather have disagreements with my own brother than with somebody else.
Yeah.
And he's younger than me.
Okay.
Well, by a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our younger brother who also runs the restaurants and does the hiring and training. And it's worked so far. So,
do y'all have different aspects of the business that y'all are more stronger in?
Yes. My brother, he does all the accounting.
Okay.
My younger brother does all of the hiring, training, and they let me be the creative director.
Okay.
Social media.
You do amazing at it.
Yeah.
I mean,
thank you.
Beautiful.
Always like, Taquero Mucho, let's go.
And so you create kind of like the whole concept and ideas of each business that you open up. And so what's the inspiration behind some of them? Like, a lot of them are very pink, very girly. What inspired you to kind of create this sort of style?
It's just seeing our followers. So, you know, with Gabriella's, we noticed we were getting a lot of bachelorette parties. And we noticed that Austin was a destination for bachelorettes mm-hmm. from all over the U.S.
Yeah.
So I wanted a pink, pretty place that women can go and feel empowered and yeah. have their bachelorettes, their galentines.
Yeah. And it's just like good content marketing as well, because like at Takara Mucho, they have the photo booth or like the
like the telephone booth.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's like all decorated in flowers. And I mean, you see that on Instagram everywhere. Yeah. Yeah. So it's definitely yeah. good, like content marketing and sharing the word out.
Mm-hmm. And so is pink your favorite color? Is that why you decided to?
It is. And also pink is very popular in Mexico. Oh, we even have our own shade of pink mm-hmm. called Rosa Mexicano. Mm. It's a little bit darker, but mm-hmm. pink is a very traditional,
yeah.
popular color.
Yeah. It's just so vibrant. And, like, mm-hmm. it feels, I didn't know like, that. Full.
That's yeah. so interesting.
So you, like, you're hiring local residents, especially Latinas, is a significant aspect of your approach in Gabriela's group. So what drives that commitment to your local community, and how has it, like, positively influenced your team as well?
Again, I don't think that's done on purpose. I just think we hire a lot of our followers or people mm. that come. Hmm. So people want to work yeah. at a Latino business yeah. or we get a lot of Latinos that want to work with us mm-hmm. or they see the social media, they like the vibe, they like the music, so they want to work there.
Yeah. And what one time I went to Revival Coffee and outside on like the side part, there was a little, I guess, market going on outside, and I mean the businesses had beautiful products. And do y'all do that a lot?
We do. With Revival, we have a really big patio, so mm-hmm. we try to hold markets there or different events, and we have the manager there curate the different markets. And
okay, so are there different themes with each one?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
And so I know you have a lot of different businesses. Could you kind of walk us through a little bit of the timeline of each business? It's okay if you forget a few, because there's a lot.
There's so
but kind
many,
of the
yeah.
timeline of when things opened up, when you added things, things like that.
Yeah. I started with Gabriela's in 2018. Then a year later, in 2019, I opened Malavita, which is a nightclub. Then I took over the coffee shop, Revival, because mm-hmm. it went out of business. Was my favorite coffee shop on the east side mm. on my way to work.
Yeah. Okay. Was it called Revival at the start?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I kept the name, kept mm-hmm. the employees, kept everything.
Wow. Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
Then I opened up Takara Mucho in downtown mm-hmm. a year later. So 2020, I opened mm-hmm. up okay. Takara Mucho. Mm-hmm. Then what did I do next?
There's too many. There's yeah. too many to think of.
Yeah, we have Sirenas. We opened up Sirenas a year later. I think it's one or two business per year.
Okay. Wow.
Sirenas is a seafood concept, mm-hmm. but we have live music. So you can go and enjoy seafood with live music, yeah. live banda. So it's kind of like half entertainment, half food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or we'll stop serving food around 10, 11, and then the party will
drinks.
Continue.
Okay. Okay.
And then after that, I started duplicating the ones that I already have. So mm-hmm. I have Gabriela's in South Austin. Mm. I have a Takara Mucho by the Domain. Mm-hmm. I purchased a churreria from a friend. Mm. Wow. That was a churro co. Mm-hmm. They were leaving out of town. They were going to go live somewhere else. So they sold me the churreria.
<That's nice. laughs> Thanks, friend.
Mm-hmm. So I have a... That's a food truck, okay. and I opened mm-hmm. up its location by the Domain. Mm-hmm. So I've been in business for 5 years now. Mm-hmm. I also just recently, this past year, opened up Malafama, mm-hmm. which is another nightclub on 6th Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have Mala Santa. It's another mm-hmm. nightclub by the airport.
Okay.
And that one hosts bigger music yeah. events mm-hmm. that... Maybe Malavita or the other businesses don't have the capacity. Mm-hmm. We'll do them at Mala yeah. Santa.
In switching from creating restaurants to creating nightclubs, I mean, was there any hardships in doing that? I mean, I'm guessing it's a whole different industry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, like, learning that, the industry and how to switch it.
I don't think they're a lot different. I think nightclubs are easier.
Okay.
Because they operate from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. and I right. feel like mm-hmm. time goes faster at that time
yeah.
and it's just drinks mm-hmm. I think that's a lot easier.
Okay.
And we've always kind of been in the music entertainment business, so mm-hmm. that hasn't been that hard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so juggling a role in the restaurant industry and being a DJ and kind of social media influencer, honestly, all the different things that you do, how do you manage everything? Like, what does your day-to-day kind of look like?
I don't wake up early. I've never been able to go to sleep early my whole life. So I'm not an early morning person.
Yeah.
Wake up 10 a.m., go sit at one of the coffee shops if I don't have meetings with my marketing team or any of the other mm-hmm. teams.
Yeah.
So go sit down, put my headphones on, and just work on whatever we have.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of calendars, event calendars that we go over, send over work to the graphic designers or videographers, mm-hmm. Post whatever we have for the week or upcoming events,
okay.
promote. I'm in constant communication with all of my teams through mm-hmm. text. So every single restaurant, every single business.
Mm-hmm.
And then at nighttime, I'll try to stop by the nightclubs.
Okay.
If wow. possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's only like Thursday through Sunday. So
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And on top of like the marketing for all of the different restaurants and nightclubs and the businesses that you have, is there any strategies that you think have really helped, like specific strategies in how it has scaled in the past few years?
With marketing, I feel like a lot of it is organic. Mm-hmm. I've never put out an ad for a marketing team.
Okay.
We hire mm-hmm. within our own company, or we hire our customers,
yeah.
people that I see posting online or that they're mm-hmm. good at.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you should work for us. You should come
wow.
help us with social media.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's worked that way because they've been fans before they started mm-hmm. working for us.
Okay.
And yes, there is some keeping up with trends or mm-hmm. doing specific regular social media stuff. But a lot of it is organic. And mm-hmm. I think that's why we have a big following, because people can see that it's
right.
just us being authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you do have, I guess, influencers, macro or micro. They work with y'all to promote it as well?
Sometimes, but it's usually our own team that we've built.
Okay.
And about how many team members do you have between marketing and all the different businesses and nightclubs?
I think we are at almost 600 employees.
Wow.
That's crazy. Huge and awesome for like yeah. the economy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so if you had to choose, what would be your favorite concept of the Gabriella's group?
I honestly don't have a favorite, but if I had to choose, only because it has my name and it was my first one, it's yeah. Gabriella's.
Special place in
yeah.
your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so like you're
your
kind
baby.
Of, yeah, you're kind of talking about the natural growth within marketing, and you just started in 2018 and you've completely scaled it even through COVID. And so did COVID kind of hurt your businesses at all? And that organic growth, what did that kind of look like? Did you see customers always coming no matter what, or was there some slow periods within some of the certain businesses?
With COVID, I think it helped us because we were, you know, everybody was bored at home, we were slower, so we had to try harder.
Yeah.
And we already had a following, so with us is being able to speak to our followers in real time versus another business owner that might have to send the message to a graphic designer and then, you know, post it on mm-hmm. social media. I can do everything myself.
Yeah.
So it would just be waking up and talking to the kitchen, seeing what we had, what we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be me speaking to our followers in real time. Like, hey, today we have this. This is the line, or yeah. this is mm-hmm. the drinks we have today, because things were changing every single day with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
TABC rules, what we could, what we couldn't sell.
Mm-hmm.
So it really helped us because we had to work extra hard.
Yeah.
I feel like we were doing too much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's paid off.
Yeah. 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 Okay. And so what would you say as entrepreneurship in its entirety, what would be some advice that you would give to aspiring young women whenever they're wanting to start their own business or empire?
Yeah, I like to say that you should start it with whatever it is you have, because there's never going to be a perfect time. You're never going to have the right amount of money, the right team, I would just say start with what you have, mm-hmm. and you can always grow on your business.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what does kind of your work-life balance look like? Since I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs, they spend most of their time working on the business, doing something for the business. So is that kind of your reality, or do you take time for yourself? And also, I can see from your Instagram that you treat yourself, and I'm so obsessed with like treat yourself culture. Yeah. So could you talk a little bit about that too, and like rewarding yourself for all the hard work that you've done?
Yeah, I don't think that there is a balance when you work for yourself mm-hmm. or you own your own business, because I'm very passionate about what I do or about work.
Mm.
So even when I'm home, I'm working, but it doesn't mm-hmm. feel like you're working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I want to stop and, you know, go do regular stuff, go walk around Target because I'm mm-hmm. stressed, like I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you make your own hours.
Yeah. 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 And personally, I would love to know like more about, for whenever you became a paralegal, did that help in creating this empire now that you have with Gabriella's group?
Yes. When you work in the legal department, you have to be disciplined. You mm-hmm. have, you know, strict hours, being very organized with yeah. some things.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like more the bartending aspect helped me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so do you think that you always wanted to be an entrepreneur? Like you knew when you were paralegal that this was not the end of it. I did not want this 9-to-5. Like growing up, did you have any small entrepreneurial ventures?
Yes, I've always done my own thing. You know, right after high school, I was designing websites for my dad's friends. Mm. I would go and offer them website design.
Yeah.
Or I would sell stuff on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
I was always doing stuff for myself so that I didn't have to work full time.
Yeah.
For other people.
Yeah. And it's always been in that like creative realm too, it sounds mm-hmm. like. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so what would be, if you had to think back, what would be a favorite moment or like favorite successful moment that you just have, in the past 6 years?
Definitely being on national TV. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I never thought I would be on national TV. Mm-hmm. I did Primer Impacto, which is a Latin news station that my parents always watched growing up.
It's like surreal.
Yeah. Or I was on a cricket commercial.
Oh, wow.
So that was pretty cool because I had people from all over the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
calling me like, hey, I saw you on a commercial. Was that you?
And so do you want to do more of kind of like PR like that in the future as you keep growing bigger and Gabriella's group keeps expanding? And do you hope to expand throughout Texas and throughout the nation eventually?
Yeah, that was never my intention to, you know, myself be on TV or, but I do get nervous. It's still new to me, even if I've done it several times.
Yeah.
So it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never thought of that. I just wanted to own my own business here in Austin, live off of that. And now I am in Houston.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'm going to grow to other cities because it is a lot of work, even though it's just 2-3 hours. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But with you being so involved in like every business, I guess it is hard being in different cities and not being right there to help out.
Yeah. So now we'll just move into the rapid fire section. So they're just fun and quick questions. So you can just say the first thing that pops into your head. So the first one is something no one would expect about you.
That I am a little bit shy and I'm a bit of a introvert, extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that even though I look like I'm very outgoing on social media, I could be really shy. Mm-hmm. I get anxiety easy.
Yeah. I feel like that's us too.
Yeah.
We're introverted. Okay, next one. What's your morning routine? So you talked about getting up kind of later, going to a coffee shop, but what are some of the details in that or things that you do every morning?
Yeah, every morning, well, I wake up religiously at 10 a.m., whether I go to sleep at 2, 3 a.m., whatever, I wake up at 10 a.m., you know, shower, get ready, and just go sit at Revival. I have to have a latte in the mornings.
Yeah.
And if I'm in Austin, then I want it from Revival.
Yeah. Do you put anything in your latte, special or just a plain latte?
Just regular vanilla latte. They make their own syrups. Well, we make our own syrup, so I'll have my latte with maybe a croissant.
Yeah.
And then that's where a lot of my employees go to also. Like, I'll see managers from other stores.
To go and work there, do a little bit of work.
They come get their latte, even if it's 20, 30 minutes, I'll chit-chat with them.
And so is it close to your house where you can go there easily?
Yeah, it's about 5 minutes. Okay. 5 minutes that's away.
Nice, yeah. And so, like, if you were getting dinner from one of your restaurants, where would you go and what would you get?
It just depends on what I'm feeling like. You know, if I want seafood, I'll go get a tostada, a ceviche tostada from Sirena's, which is, I live, like, right in between all of them, so I can go to Sirena's in 5-7 minutes. Yeah. Gabriela, same, 5-7 minutes.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if it's on the weekend, then I'll go get chilaquiles for brunch.
Okay. You're very strategic in placing where you bought your house.
Yes. It takes me 5 minutes to go to Malavita, too, because...
That's so nice. Especially, like, late at night when you when it just ended or, like, 2 a.m., you just drive home real quick.
Yeah. And I Uber mainly when I go to the clubs.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the most important lesson in life that you've learned?
The most important lesson, I think it's to believe in yourself and, you know, just believe in yourself and be authentic and true to yourself.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so our podcast name is Founding Fearless. And so what does Founding Fearless mean to you?
I think, well, to me, it means to obviously have no fear. Don't self-doubt yourself. Try to get rid of any negative doubt. You should believe in yourself. You can do it. And I like to do self-affirmations when I'm having self-doubt.
So
just believing in yourself, being authentic.
Yeah.
Don't worry about anything negative that could happen. Just focus on the positive and do affirmations or manifest that everything will work out the way you want it to work out.
And so do you say the affirmations out loud or are they more just like internal to yourself?
I sometimes write them down so that when I see it help or work, then I have it in writing with my handwriting.
I love that. I've heard writing it down is a lot better than just saying it. Okay, and then last question is, how do listeners get in touch with you?
Well, you guys can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Gabriela.atx, through all my social media platforms. I love social media. I'm always on social media, so you guys can catch me there.
Awesome.
Perfect.
I love how it's all like Gabriela.atx across all of them. That's so easy.
Branding.
I love it. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to subscribe and follow to the Founding Fearless podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to like, rate, and leave us a review.
Founding Fearless.
Founding Fearless.